All right, so going back to Luke 8. Luke 8 and verse 11 says the seed is the word of God. But what is the word of God? We kind of mentioned that it's the message of the kingdom. And we also kind of know that the word of God is often referred as the Bible. And we'll just go to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And so this is the Bible. The Bible is the very breath of God, and it's showing us the heart and ways of God. But I think that this is referring to actually something more than just the Bible. As we read Hebrews, it talks about in this first four chapters beforehand how God spoke in the past. And it says that how the Israelites heard his voice and how we are to continue to pay attention to what we've heard. Three times leading up to this verse, chapter 4, verse 12, the author of Hebrews quotes Psalm 95, 7 and 8. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. The connotation of this passage is that the word of God is the voice of the Spirit communicating to you. It is most definitely the scripture, but it also means so much more. And I've found that listening to what the Spirit has to say illuminates what's in your heart, and it also illuminates what's keeping you from believing the truth that you read in the Bible. The Spirit who searches our hearts can reword the truths of God in such ways that speak right into and past the pain and hurt in our lives, and so that we're able to receive his truth. Deanna mentioned earlier about this video she watched, and it talks about the season of barrenness, and in that season of barrenness, we're able to actually see further and to be able to see more clearly. And but the thing is, in our times of barrenness, we are so aware of our barrenness that at times we get distracted and we don't hear what God wants to say to us because we're so focused on the pain. But it's in that pain that we're actually opened up to actually receive this new word that God has for us. Because in this world, bad things do happen. Several years ago, my cousin lost her three-month-old son to SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. So she put her son down to sleep at night and woke up the next morning. The kid was already dead. Just a few years ago, my brother suddenly died. In the morning, he was out hiking with his younger daughter. And then in the evening, he had a seizure and he died. Very quickly, left three kids and his wife. And so things happen in this world. And during these times of this hardships, it's really hard for us to understand that God still loves us and God has a plan for our lives. And he wants to bless us. Because all we can feel is the pain that we're feeling at that time. Some of you may not have something as drastic as those examples, but still, we live in a world that there's pain. Whether it's people moving away, and then it seems like that people forget you, and you have to start all over again, and that pain of trying to start all over again and feeling lonely. There's also people lose jobs, if people slander you, people steal from you, people hurt you. And we have to be able to hear the voice of God in these times to realize that he still loves us and he still has a plan for our lives. Oftentimes when we're in this season of barrenness, we're left with two options. First option is to separate that place in our heart and that pain. We separate it from God because we're afraid we're going to get hurt again. But the second option is what I believe is this Hebrews 4:12 is trying to tell us to do, is to go to God and allow him to speak into that pain and reword his truths in such a way that ministers to our heart to find hope and find health and find a reason to move forward and that God's got something for us. And that's the challenge. And it's not easy. God's word in this context is God speaking to reword his truths in ways that penetrate them past our pain and experiences so that we hear and that we believe. In his love for us, God enters our pain in order that our relationships may be renewed. And so I'm not saying that this is an easy step, but it's something that God's calling us towards. And one of the things that God wants us to know that is that the voice of the Father is kind and gentle. He does not break the bent reed. He goes after the lost sheep. He never leaves nor forsakes us. And all this is true because he loves us beyond what we can ever imagine possible. And in his love, he will come to us and meet us in our time of need. As we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. And here in this fellowship, we have a group of prayer servants that usually after the service come forward that you can have minister to your needs. And these are just men and women like yourself, but they understand the heart of the Father and his desire to speak to you and to offer life into your situation. And sometimes we need the support of others because we need someone who's not emotionally attached to our situation that can freely hear God's word for us and offer us not only life, but also the love of God. So I strongly encourage you to take advantage of this time after the service.